Welcome to the Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast with your host, Steve Abramowitz, editor-in-chief of the Mill Creek View newspaper.
Welcome to the Mill Creek View, Tennessee podcast. We are focusing on the volunteer state with always an interesting person making a positive change in our community. This time, special guest Joshua Travers. But first, for more information about the Mill Creek View podcast, visit us anywhere you get your podcasts and socials at Mill Creek View, Tennessee. While you're there, please subscribe. Welcome to our People in the News episode, where I interview people who are making an impact and are lovers of truth. Today, we are talking with Joshua Travers. Saved in America, a California nonprofit organization of former police officers and Navy SEALs turned licensed and insured private investigators who assist parents and law enforcement in local missing and exploited children. Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me, Isaiah 6:8. Pastor Joseph A. Travers, on September 21st, 2009, I was reading an article from the Orange County Register, Retired Terror Hunters Hope to End Child Sex Slavery in Foreign Countries. This recalled the news I had heard recently regarding a missing 17-year-old girl who left her parents' home in New York. Brittany Drexel was last seen in a hotel video in South Carolina on April 25th. Where was she? In August 2016, the FBI reported that Brittany was taken from her home in Myrtle Beach by a gang member, Pimp, to a stash house in North Carolina for several days, then repeatedly raped by gang members and shot dead. The case was solved in 2022, and the predator is responsible in custody. As a law enforcement, he has seen many children. The statistics are grim and disheartening. He knew many children ended up being trafficked into human slavery and felt compelled to meet the terror hunters to see if there was a way to perform these recoveries in the United States. He met former Navy SEAL Jeff Bramstead, who, along with trial attorney Alexandria Phillips, helped form Saved in America, SIA. It was decided after several meetings and operational discussions that Saved in America would focus on preventing gangbanger, pimp, predator, slave traders from securing girls to traffic here in the United States. This meant assisting to recover children before they could be trafficked. Saved in America would assist parents and law enforcement to find the missing children, the runaways like Brittany, in December 2014. SIA was formed and recovered its first child. Praise God. The Saved in America team model consists of three pillars. One, they never charge parents to find their children. Two, they do this voluntarily. Three, they use former special operators, police officers, and tech operators who become licensed and insured private investigators. Saved in America operators are licensed and insured private investigators consisting of former Navy SEALs, Marine Recon Raiders, other military special operators, and police officers. In addition, SIA has a director of investigation, case manager, community outreach, events coordinator, social networking investigator, licensed drone operators, and state licensed firearms instructors. SIA also has a reserve of operators across the nation of more than 100 licensed investigators and law enforcement officers. Since our initial operation in December 2014, Saved in America has assisted parents and law enforcement in the recovery of more than 260 children nationwide. The approach and technique used by Saved in America help guide the rest of the nation on how to stop child sex trafficking before it happens by focusing on runaways and missing children. Saved in America has taught its investigative techniques to the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Center, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Licensed Investigators Association in Texas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama, and for the Navy Special Warfare Command in Coronado, California, and now my listeners. All right, everybody, this is a heavy one. It's a public service announcement, basically, so stick with us here to the end. You'll be glad you did. The Saved in America story has been published in a book titled Investigation of Missing and Exploited Children, The Gateway to Child Sex Trafficking. Pastor Travers, I hope I did you justice. It's not often we get to talk to a real life superhero. Thank you for your service. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I guess it's funny to be I always think Pastor Travers is my father, but I was ordained by him too. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, I haven't heard that in a while. So.
Gotcha. I'll call you Mr. Travers then. So we have a lot of ground to cover, not a lot of time for you. So let's get into it. I meant it when I said superhero, you know, with well over 300 cases assisting parents, guardians, custodians, and law enforcement. 60% of all recovered children were found before being trafficked. Sadly, more than 2 million children worldwide are subject to human sex trafficking. Almost 100,000 are in the United States alone. The number of victims that are successfully rescued from these heinous crimes stand at less than 2%, according to a Global Slavery Index. What got you involved in this, and how's it going all these many years? Must be very hard on the heart.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely hard on the heart when you hear some of the stories. You know, we've had girls that were some of our trafficked cases that were as young as 11. And for multiple years before we were able to recover and rescue. We started, you know, December 2014 is my first operation with Save in America, but it's been a dream, you know, and for lack of a better term, it's been a dream to put this together to help the innocent, to bring them back home and to help them. And our goal is that we find these missing and rescued girls before any of the traffickers get to them. And some of the stories, you know, it's just, it tugs at your heartstrings and you want to be able to do more, which is why we are actually looking to do more. We can talk about that a little later, but
yeah,
it's definitely, as I call it, no matter what walk of life you're from, no matter who you are, it is an issue that should touch at everybody's heartstrings.
Yeah, many people who are not in law enforcement or have a good understanding of the human trafficking industry are shocked to learn how prevalent human trafficking is in America. You were described as the missing link between the victims of human trafficking and the time in which it would take law enforcement to investigate the missing person. In reality, law enforcement agencies are simply overwhelmed, undermanned, and woefully underfunded when it comes to having the resources necessary to fight back against the atrocities of human trafficking. At what point do you swoop in there?
So I'm actually the unique person to talk about this. I work as the law enforcement liaison and the case manager. So I'm also a deputy in Central Virginia. And, you know, if I may, shout out to my sheriff, Steve Smith, is a huge supporter of what we do, Save in America. He's constantly asking how we're doing, if we can look for, you know, if there's anything we can do, trainings. But I know firsthand how, like you said, underfunded, understaffed for law enforcement to be able to look for these missing and runaway girls. And so that's how we come in. So we have three ways that we get to look for these missing girls. And I say girls because it is a predominantly, it's overwhelming, regardless of what the narrative right now is in your secular media and everything like that, it's mostly girls. It is very, 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 very high percentage. So when I say girls, that's why. But we find them. One, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children does the posters, right? So we look for, we see a poster, right, that of a girl that's been missing. We use our social media, some of our investigative techniques, our investigative background sites. We find the parent. We contact the parent. And we say, hey, this is who we are. We want to help look for your child for free and try to bring them home. Another thing we do is we work with local law enforcement after the family has maybe done a police report with local law enforcement. And they have sometimes, if the law enforcement has worked with us before, we get referred by law enforcement, or parents just find us online. They put an intake form, and it could be family members, whatever, that go, hey, this is my daughter. She's missing. Can you please help? Lastly is we've had even wards of the state, you know, run away from foster care, run away from homes, and we've gone out there to look for them as well. And law enforcement doesn't have the extra hours, right? There's a multiple, and I say we because I'm in it too as well, is, you know, we've got rapes, robberies, larcenies, all this stuff to deal with. And then you're talking, you know, about a child who's willingly run away from home. Yes, we're going to put the effort and look in the area. And I know my agency does a very, very good job at devoting as much resources as they have to looking. But you got to think, if you go to, you know, Los Angeles, where you're dealing with, you know, millions and millions of people, or New York City, where you have millions of people, right? There's just not enough time in the day. And that's where we come in.
No.
That's where we come in. We say, yes, we volunteer. We're 100% volunteers. We don't take any money, but we have We have the time. We will go look. We will do it. We will do it all. We'll put a bow on it and we will hand it to law enforcement and say, this is where the child is.
In reality, you know, people don't realize America is a hotbed for the human trafficking industry. In fact, according to stats, the city of San Diego is considered by the FBI to be one of the 13 highest child sex trafficking areas, with between 3,400 and 8,100 victims per year in that region. One in every seven runaways will end up being recruited into the human trafficking industry. Furthermore, within the first 48 hours after their disappearance, one third of runaways will be recruited into human trafficking. So it's not maybe what the movies would show, being held for ransom or something like that. It is actually being sold into slavery, right?
Oh, 100%. And what it is, it's a, you know, we call it the evil triad. What it is. And my father, when he actually started this, he looked at being a police officer, you know, in the 80s and then growing up in Los Angeles and being able to see the origination of street gangs and how it worked out. Well, we call it the evil triad. So you have the street gangs, the cartels, and the prison gangs. And they used to work together. I'm sure, and people have heard about it and, you know, seen cop shows how they worked with the drug trade, right? The cartel goes to the prison gangs, you do the street gangs, and it goes on down. Well, now, and I hate to say it this way, but now they have a reusable resource. It's not, you know, you use the narcotic, you sell, it's done. Well, now they found a way to lure these girls, like I said, as young as 11, to lure them away from home with, you know, social media, you know, as hip hop and rap music, and they bring them to that lifestyle, and they always start with marijuana and they move on to something more. And they coax them, they do the Romeo method, right? Like, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to be your family. And before you know it, if you love me, you'll do this for me. Right. And they get them caught up in that. And it's sad to see. And it's something that it takes time. Like we were going back before, right? We have to research, we have to look for the messages and see them.
Yeah. And so since its inception, which is hard to believe it took so long, but in 2013, the FBI put together the Human Trafficking Data Collection and has for the most part seen a steady increase in state participation, as well as an increase in the number of incidents reported. Sadly, the program will continue efforts to expand, gather, and make available information regarding human trafficking incidents. Human trafficking 2019, last year they reported, and the seventh report from the National Unified Crime Reporting Program, Human Trafficking Data Collection, 48 states and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico all participated. The 2019 report shows a total of 1,883 incidents of human trafficking were reported. 1,607 were in the category of commercial sex acts, and 274 were instances of involuntary servitude. Puerto Rico submitted two incidents in the total column and did not specify whether those incidents were under the category of commercial sex acts or involuntary servitude. Doesn't really matter. It's terrible. Agencies arrested 708 offenders in correlation with these incidents. Of these, 684 were adults and 24 were juveniles. Do you see a lot of juveniles in the game of kidnapping and sex trafficking?
So this is, I know, we see the stats, right? And we look at the international stats, and there's movies like Taken out there and everything.
And those are just what's reported. I'm sure a lot of it doesn't go reported.
Most of your trafficking that's going to occur with American children that are going to be trafficked here in this country, right, is going to be the method we talked about, the coercion, right? The social media coercion, the Romeo method. It's, don't get me wrong, it does happen. Kidnappings do happen like that, but they usually don't end up in the sex trafficking portion of it, right? As far as, you know, keeping these kids out of the way of sex trafficking, we try to get the missing and runaway children, because those are the ones that are going to do it, because they're looking to fill that void. They're looking to fill that hole, right? And they then find this predator, and this predator is going to promise that, I'm going to fill that void for you.
So your organization was founded by a former police detective, as well as special forces operators who had been trained through their elite military service. The specialized training includes a variety of unique skills, such as an in-depth understanding of surveillance and working undercover, This experience allows these retired military professionals to be uniquely qualified to help track down and find lost teens who are currently missing or being exploited. At no charge to families, you volunteer to assist parents and law enforcement to locate missing, runaway, and exploited children. The group most vulnerable to sexual trafficking, of course, for victims of sexual exploitation, you assist in procuring legal representation, safe housing, and rehabilitative therapy. That's where probably the most pain would have to come, I would think, seeing these people trying to get their life back together. And you also provide assistance to high-risk juvenile shelters to protect children from further exploitation by pimps and predators. Tell me a little bit about that. Is it a foster care problem as well once they get into that system, or is this mostly just kids who run away, think they're gonna go to Hollywood, be the big fresh off the bus fresh face to, you know, become a superstar, but actually get wound up in drugs and the other stuff that goes along with this trafficking? What are you seeing in these lives of these kids?
So most of the children that we see that are runaway, this is just a fact the way it is. It is a division that's driven between them and their parents by whatever predators on the other end of that social media, or, you know, as this thing that we all carry, right? Whoever's on the under end of whatever messaging platform they're using is whether, and sometimes a gang, and it's almost always involved in some form of whether, you know, of a street gang that, you know, a young, good looking street gang member, right, wants to lure this child away, right? So they get him, maybe he's 19, right? The talk, you know, how much I care about you. Why don't you come party with me? Oh, your parents don't know what's going on in your life. They know how to groom, right? We actually developed a system and a poster to raise awareness for parents, right? That can look at the social media and learn about this stuff. And it's how a predator grooms a child, right? Step one, they gain the trust of the child, right? They see on the message, they gain the trust. They talk, right? Step two is they get them away and they involve some form of intoxication, whether it's alcohol or drugs, right? But it's going to be, you know, alcohol, marijuana, and then moves up from there. The step three is obviously the kids are going to be out. They're sneaking out. They're going to get in trouble, right? Well, now their parents just don't understand them. So they're driving that wedge. They alienate them. So it's an operate from the alienation of family and friends. Next one is open immorality, where they're out there. They're on social media. You see them underage drinking. You see them underage smoking weed, ditching school, that kind. It's an open immorality, right? Last, money. What they start doing is they start telling them, hey, if you love me, you're going to help me. You're going to help me make money, right? And that's how they do it. And that's groom, right? Gain trust, require intoxication, operate from alienation of family and friends, open immorality, and money. And that's how it works.
So more than 2 million children worldwide are subject to sex trafficking, from what I could gather. This number equates to almost 300,000 in the United States alone. It's not a third world problem. It's right here at home. Unfortunately, according to the Global Slavery Index, the number of victims who have been rescued is less than 2%. You obviously are a huge part of that 2%. Are you seeing a positive indicator that maybe that will increase, or are we sadly in a world now that it's just getting darker and darker?
You know, the world itself is getting darker and darker, right? Our hope in Saved in America, and right now, and it's a double-edged sword, right? Because right now we're growing, right? We have 150 reserve operators all over the country. We just opened SAA DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia. That DC area is another hotbed for sex trafficking and for missing runaway children and everything. And that, like I said, it has to do with the hip hop rap culture and everything that goes along with that, right? So we sit there and we say, okay, this is growing, but our ultimate goal is that Saved in America has to shut its doors because there's no more kids to look for.
That would be a mess. That would be amazing and a miracle, unfortunately. So the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children states that one in every six endangered runaways that have been reported to them are likely victims of sex trafficking. An Urban Institute report estimated that the underground sex economy generated more than $50 billion a year in revenue worldwide, with more than $290 million of that coming from a major American city such as Atlanta. This means that the human trafficking industry, even in America, much less in some third world areas, is sadly thriving. Do you ever get involved in following the money? I mean, obviously, if there's this much money that has to go into a bank somewhere, it has to look like maybe not the right person who should be depositing that. Can you track them through the money more so than word on the street or seeing some poor soul, lost and begging for help?
So we leave a lot of the tracking of the money, right? Look, and as far as the pimps and the predators and everything, that's going to be when we hand our findings, right? Whether it's social media, geolocation, whatever, that, and we find out who they are, who the child is connected to on social media, and we gather intelligence, we do our background checks, that kind of stuff, and then we hand it over to law enforcement and say, these are the possible people that this child is with, right? We've actually put eyes on her. This is the area. These are the people that are involved. And a lot of times law enforcement will come and recover her. And then we've given all of that intel in a case package that I put together in a format. I hand it to them, and they're the ones that are going to follow the money. A good story on that, if you don't mind, I'm going to tell a quick one.
Absolutely.
Hannah, she was 14 years old from Sparks, Nevada. If you go to the SaveTheAmerica.org and look at the media, you'll find it's up there. And a detective was able to reach out to us. She had been taken by a member of the cartel, coerced. She ran away and I put this in quotes, of her own free will, right? She's coerced. Took her down to Rosarito Beach, Mexico. And SAA had retired San Diego area law enforcement intel officers that had worked over the border their whole career. And they were able to go down, locate, work with Mexican police down there and the federales, and actually bring her back across over the border. We were able to then arrest and put this predator in prison. And then our legal team at Saved in America was able to sue and get his assets for rehabilitation for Hannah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Praise God. And statistics from the National Human Trafficking Hotline reveal that three states within the U.S. in which there are the most human trafficking cases are Florida, Texas, and California. Do you find that still to be the case?
Yeah, there's two ways to look at this trafficking issue, this child trafficking issue. One, obviously, we don't deal with this all the way. We deal with mostly children that are already here in the U.S., but you have those three big ones, right? Because what's there? An unsecured border, right? So when you look at those children, they're trafficking from the other side of the border. Those are going to be your biggest states, along with those states being just a natural, they're super populated, right? So you're going to have the most cases. You also have the DC area as well, is another hotbed, Atlanta, that kind of thing. So the demand is there. And another one to look for, and it's actually, I'm glad I started watching, and there's awareness for child sex trafficking that's starting to come more and more, and we've seen it, but it was put out anytime there's a major sporting event. Like, for example, the highest amount of child sex trafficking in the United States happens every single year in the city that has a Super Bowl.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, look out, LA. And 100% of San Diego County schools that were studied found that trafficking recruiting was occurring in their middle and high schools. Human trafficking rings were overseen and organized by gangs that used the same method to oversee the selling and marketing of individuals that they use to move drugs and weapons. So it's just part of the menu of offerings. The Department of Justice estimates that around 5,700 local San Diego teenagers are currently trapped in sex trafficking each and every year. Around 80% of them are American kids. This means human trafficking, also known as modern day slavery, is far from a problem only affecting third world countries or less civilized society. The open border can't be helping with that. And those are my words, the open border, that we seem to have a huge problem in. So are you focusing a lot of effort in the DC area or in the border areas?
So We are in the, so right now we are mainly focused in the San Diego area because that's where our active operators are. We call them our active operators, the ones that are, you know, mostly retired special operations, and the most, and just happens that most of them happen to be from the SEAL teams, being from San Diego, right? The DMV area, we have retired federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, a lot more law enforcement heavy on this side, right? It's a little farther away from some of the military, the special operations military bases, right? So right now we are focused, and Saved America's main focus is going to be our homegrown children being taken from homes, from their homes, and being trafficked on the streets of this country.
Yeah, I think it was you that was quoted as saying predators recruit girls in junior high online is also a problem, but they lure girls with jewelry, pay for their hair and nail appointments, and brainwash them. They get the child away from their family and security, then rape and beat them, and use drugs like marijuana, ecstasy, Xanax, and heroin to hook them. Once a girl is on heroin, that's it. That's all they want. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Another nonprofit organization, let's see. Yeah. I had a question about that. No? That is you guys. Volunteers may receive. Oh, volunteers. So you actively take on volunteers still, right? It's not just a close knit of full-time staff. You are looking for people to help you.
Always.
Are they, you know, you see these things, I guess sometimes you see a kid who has it's not an okay symbol, but they make a thing online of if you see a child making this sign, that's a cry for help quietly, and they could be a victim of trafficking. Is that all urban myth, or is there really a effort out there to try to help the kids cry out for help without getting caught and in trouble with their slave masters?
I think there is a good awareness that's being started. It's almost, when we first started, there wasn't a lot. I think as the issues move forward, people are starting to see that sex trafficking, like you said, isn't just a third world issue. It's amazing the amount of people that still don't know it, but the awareness is that much greater now than it was even in 2014 on our first operation in December. I think the awareness, we're starting to see a lot more campaigns, like if something happens, make this hand sign, or if you see something, say something, you know, that kind of thing. I think that awareness is starting to be very well heard.
And I don't know, you tell me if it's true, but the traffickers or the kidnappers, let's just say, are actually mostly women, more so than maybe the Hollywood version of, you would think of men luring these girls away. Is that right? That there's a majority of people that you catch in the act of doing this sex trade are women more than men, like a Jazine Maxwell type of thing.
So for us, for our level, American children being moved, it is going to be your street gangs. Yeah, women might help, but for the most part, it is going to be whatever leader that street gang is. And street gangs are very, yeah, they like their men to be in charge of everything, right? So the like I said, I'm not an expert on international moving across borders, but I am, you know, as far as here, and it's going to be a man telling a boy to do this to a girl.
Mm. Okay. Obviously we're talking about an immense problem of human trafficking here within the United States. It's only been worsened by the fact that you said the police departments can't devote the man hours needed. Obviously the open internet, parents working two jobs, not able to watch and see every click that the kids are into on the TikTok and all the rest. Therefore groups like Saved in America are what is needed for the extra eyes and ears and hands of the police departments. Have you ever seen any pushback in any of these, like say sanctuary cities in California or elsewhere, where that would be frowned upon, or are you mostly, they're begging for your support?
So it's funny. There's an apprehensiveness sometimes. So law enforcement it can be apprehensive. It makes sense, right? From an NGO or non-government organization wanting to come in and say, hey, we're here to help, right? So that's why like, for example, they have somebody like me, a law enforcement liaison, right? That calls in and I speak the lingo, right? And I say, hey, bro, hey, sis, like, I got this, you know, let's do it. You know, I'm able to get on that terms. Hey, I'm also a cop. I'm one of you, right? So I'm able to break down that barrier. And then one thing I always tell them, and we do push out a flyer for law enforcement to know who we are, is it's what Save the America does specifically for our law enforcement partners, right? We provide social networking, investigative leads, and human intelligence. We put that in the case package I provide, right? We provide surveillance hours by experienced, licensed, and insured private investigators with backgrounds in law enforcement and military special operations. We also provide a current sworn peace officer as a liaison with local, state, and federal law enforcement. We provide training education. We will come, like I said, free of charge. We know, like, we don't ask for nothing. We're doing it for free. We're coming to you and we'll tell you everything that we know about child sex trafficking, missing and runaways here in the U.S. We will come and do that. We preserve evidence for future criminal prosecution. Like I said, we, in Hannah's case, the predator's in prison, right? We also were able to combine and keep that case package. We still have it. I have it right now. I have it on this laptop, you know, and on another secure server. I have it on like two or three secure servers, right? You always want to have a back. And I preserve.
If I'm not mistaken, you're not bragging, 100% success rate at the present time, right? Meaning that every child that you've been asked to find, you have been able to track them down and get them back to safety. And every dollar that it costs to do that was provided through donations and your fundraising efforts. Is that right?
It's 100%. And that's why law enforcement likes us, right? And that's why we have a mutual understanding too. So the reason I say that I want to get into that it's a little important for a second. I don't want anybody out there, I don't want any listener to think that Save That America is taking these special operations personnel, these former law enforcement officers, and they're going up to the front door, they're kicking it in, and they're rescuing these kids. That's not right. What we're
not doing. Dog the Bounty Hunter, no.
No, no. And, you know, and I'm sure there's law enforcement listeners too as well. What we do is we are an intelligence organization. We provide intelligence, surveillance, and locating services for these missing or runaway children. For example, right, we had one where a very big, if I said the name, everybody know it, but a very big sheriff's department had a couple of missing girls, right? And we were able to locate them. Locate the vehicle they were driving around in, surveil and tail the vehicle with our private investigative skills, knowledge of surveillance and everything, call the sheriff's department and say, this is the vehicle, this is the tag number, this is the identification of the two girls. They were able to take that information, use that as reasonable, articulable suspicion to make a traffic stop on that vehicle, and they located the two girls and were able to bring them home.
Wow. What is the SOAR Optimist Club? I know there are about 95,000 SOAR Optimist members, and that represents about 120 countries and territories, and their club's motto is investing in dreams. How do you work with them? Who are they?
So my father, Joseph, right, was invited. I think him and Kirby Rowe were invited to work to go speak, to raise awareness with Sir Optimist, and I know that my father was, you know, through Save in America, was given, you know, an award for being, you know, looking for these missing runaway kids, and they were, you know, they have been a big supporter of Save in America from the minute they heard about Save in America, and they heard about what was happening to kids, you know, in this country, right? Like I said, we have, you know, a Operation Underground Rescue is going overseas, they're looking for kids and everything. But there wasn't anybody looking after our own kids here at home. And so I think Sir Optimist saw that and said, hey, that's good.
Awesome. Approximately 60% of all victims come from the foster care system because these kids are the most vulnerable to the influence of these predators since they don't have the firm foundations of a good home life. It's important for all parents, even those within traditional homes, to learn the way that these predators manipulate kids through their social media world and be aware of what is taking place on their children's devices. You say never feel you are being intrusive to know what is going on within your child's social media existence. It could literally save their lives. The technology platforms change very rapidly. You know, Facebook used to be popular. Now it's more Instagram, then it's Snapchat, then it's this and it's that. Is there anything in particular that parents should ask their kids to see their phone tonight and delete that you're aware of, or is it just that entire If it's a stranger asking you personal questions, that's not a good thing.
So my biggest thing, like one I would very much put out there, Telegram, just get rid of that in your kid's phone. Just it's gone, right? When they're an adult, 18, paying their own phone bill, they, you know, but Telegram is one, you can get rid of that, right?
Good.
I do find that most of it, so it starts, you know, you have Snapchat. Snapchat has been a huge one, right? Because now, but they're, believe, some people don't like it, but I think it's greater for parents now, is right. That now they actually have the message. You can look back 24 hours and see what was put out, right? Between conversations between people, as we're used to disappear, the pictures disappear, which is still very, I think, even I, me personally, I think Snapchat should even be controlled a lot more by parents, you know? And I think a lot of it has to do with, and I hate being bold to say this, but parents being parents, right? You're responsible for everything that your child does. If you give your child a cell phone, you are responsible for everything that child does on that cell phone. And you have to take that responsibility and don't take it lightly, right? We actually end up finding that a lot of the children, after they use these social media apps like Snapchat or stuff disappears, eventually, you know what they end up on? Facebook Messenger. Yeah. They eventually go to Facebook Messenger, right? And I know that a lot of parents of 13, 14-year-olds now have had enough experience with Facebook and social media to be able to open their phone and look at things. You know, and I think that's my biggest thing to raise awareness. And I know it's a harsh thing to hear sometimes as a parent. And
yeah,
you know, but every single parent that we have worked with where the child ran away from their home, right, and went there, said, I wish I would have paid a little more attention.
Well, here I am talking to you. I'm in Middle Tennessee, and it has become a hotbed for child sex trafficking, according to local advocacy groups and state investigators. There was a girl. She was rescued for an extended stay motel here in Franklin, right where I am, and where she was allegedly being held against her will by a 36-year-old male who is from Nashville, was arrested and charged with sex trafficking. Even more heartbreaking is the information News 2 received from Texas investigators. They believe the girl's own mother may have sold her with the purpose of selling her for sex. Do you see a lot of that?
So I say luckily. But luckily, no. That is a very disturbing and sad case. But luckily for us at Saved in America, I say luckily, but there's nothing lucky about it. But we haven't seen a lot of that depravity come through. Like I said, most of what we find is that coercion, right? It's not that forcible. Like you're being taken. You're going. I'm selling you to him. That kind of. It's a lot more coercive. It's a lot more mind bending. A lot more mind warping. Right. It's almost like a Stockholm syndrome for these children.
Yeah, and agents did say that sex trafficking is increasing in small towns. You know, we talked about Florida and California and Texas, with the big towns, the border towns. But USA is calling it a crime of supply and demand. And then the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation started a new sex trafficking unit last year after state lawmakers approved funding for 4 agents dedicated to fighting this crime. So far, the unit has made about 100 arrests. Any involvement here in Tennessee with you?
Not yet, but we would love to help. We have Saved in America reserves all over the country. I believe we have some in Tennessee, and we would love to help. That's our biggest cry out to Human Trafficking Task Force, to law enforcement, to everybody, is we don't want anything from you whatsoever. Just like we tell the parents, we don't want anything from you. We just want to help.
Yeah, there are about 2 dozen sex trafficking case agents currently working here in Tennessee right now.
Good job, Tennessee. Good job.
Hopefully they are as successful as you. The mobile command center for Saved in America, 37-foot-long camper that has been specially equipped with all manner of technology, such as drones, electronic gear, and more, in order to find sex trafficking victims all over the nation. It also serves as a safe shelter place for families to stay if they accompany the team on a recovery mission to find their children. Sounds amazing. Sounds expensive. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, and all graciousness to, former San Diego County Supervisor Kristen Gaspar, who's really spearheaded a lot of this. But the Mobile Command Center was gifted, and I say that, gifted to these parents and these children for Saved in America to use to be able to go anywhere, right? And like I said, we've gone to Reno, we've gone to Vegas, we've gone, you know, we had plans to, we're going to Texas, you know, we're going all over the country in bringing the Mobile Command Center with us, because like I said, it has our drones and it has a fully a full network inside of it, that it's a closed network that we use, that we can go through and actually do our social media networking, our geolocation. We just did an operation in Vegas recently where we actually went and looked at a bunch of intel, and we're able to pinpoint and scratch off locations that, okay, this isn't it. And we were able to have real-time intel and see where operators were from that Mobile Command Center. And when we needed to go back, get drones, we were able to get those up and moving. It's a huge blessing. And again, thank you, San Diego County Board of Supervisors and former Supervisor Kristen Gaspar. That was an amazing thing to be able to give to, you know, the parents and the children for Save in America to be able to use to help look for them.
Yeah, see, you're a superhero. That is a Batman domino type of organization that you're running over there. So Saved in America has shared these investigative techniques with the Human Smuggling and Trafficking Center, Washington, D.C., the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. Oh, I can imagine how outsourced that is. Las Vegas, Nevada, Licensed Investigator Association, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, and with the Navy Special Warfare Command in Coronado, California. This means that Save in America not only devises ways to find missing kids more effectively, but they share these findings and techniques with other organizations to save even more lives. How would somebody go about getting in touch with you if they wanted your investigative techniques brought to their hometown?
If you go to www.savedinamerica.org, we're also on Instagram, you Saved in America, you get in contact either way. My wife is actually a social media coordinator, so she helps out. But go on the website. There's tabs up there for you to get in contact with us, right? And it's a contact card. You fill it out, get in contact. If you are active retired law enforcement, if you are a retired special operations personnel, former retired special operations personnel, there is a join now section. And actually, we just opened a technical operations wing. So if you have a specialized skill in computer forensics, drone operations, something like that, you can also go in there and fill that out, and we will tell you the steps to become a licensed private investigator in your state to be able to help us.
Wow. And they do say that the first 48 hours after a girl goes missing is the most vital time, right? So to call you or to call the police right away is half the battle.
Call law enforcement first, get that missing child report in, and then call us 24/7. We'll be there.
Wonderful. And we are at the end of our time here. So if you wouldn't mind, just please tell everybody where they could follow you, where they could find you, you know, aside from what you just said, but maybe on social or any fundraisers you have coming up or donation sites, anything you want folks to know.
So feel free, like I said, www.savedinamerica.org. There's different ways to give, whether it's a one-time donation, an ambassador program, which is a monthly donation or a rotating donation. That's amazing. Feel free to go to our Saved in America Facebook page, our Saved in America Instagram, just at Saved in America. We would love to have you, be in touch with you. You can donate. You can set up donations for your birthdays on Facebook. You can set up donations on your Instagram when you put up a reel or a story for them to be able to donate to us. We work 100% on donations, and all the money goes to locating kids. We don't take a dime in salary.
That's amazing. And it's a tax deductible donation.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thanks again. Thanks again for your service. Thanks for saving lives. Thanks for being a real life Iron Man. and I hope to have you back again one day. This was fascinating. I still have more questions, but we are out of time. But thank you again for everything you're doing.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless.
We'll put your page down in the show notes. Have a great night.
Thanks. I don't
Welcome to the Steve and Steve segment of our show, where we cover what we just heard. Producer Steve, what did you think of our guest, Joshua Travers and SIA?
Well, I am so glad there are individuals like that. And my first thought was, here you got these ex-military guys, and they did a lot of stuff, maybe not all as good as it should be, but God's using them and redeeming them by redeeming these little girls off the street. And my heart just, I want to cry a little bit here, but I get pretty emotional when I think about this, and I am so grateful to God for individuals like Josh and his whole organization and his father's being involved in that. And may we see that a thousandfold across America. We really do need those kind of people to come
in. Let's hear a little bit more from him. Play clip number one, please.
All right.
Missing children are the most vulnerable to fall victim to child sex trafficking. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children estimates that 1 in 7 runaways are likely sex trafficking victims. Some studies find that within the first 48 hours, 1/3 of these children are recruited into the underground world of child sex trafficking. Saved in America is a nonprofit organization that assists parents and law enforcement in the recovery of missing and exploited children, all at no charge. Since December 2014, Saved in America has assisted in the investigation and recovery of 88 children from California to Florida. Of these 88 children, 60% were located before falling victim to sex trafficking. Saved in America consists of an all-volunteer force, which includes Navy SEALs, special operators, and retired gang and narcotics police detectives, who are all licensed and insured private investigators. If your child is missing, please contact us using our hotline, 760-348-8808, or on our website, savedinamerica.org. Once we initiate a case, we work closely with the family and with law enforcement. All reports and other intelligence and information are all given to local, state, and federal law enforcement agents for further prosecution if necessary. When a child is located, we serve as a referral entity and assist in procuring legal representation, safe housing, and rehabilitative therapy. We are honored to do this mission to serve families and assist law enforcement at no cost. Our payment is the look on the parents' faces when they get their child back.
Amen.
And consider these facts, Steve. In the United States, on average, every 2 minutes, a child is bought or sold for sex. The average age of a child sold for sex is 13 years old. Human trafficking, it makes me want to cry. Human trafficking is the second largest growing criminal industry, just behind drug trafficking. Number 5, Texas. Number 4, Ohio. Number 3, Georgia. Number 2, California. And the number 1 state is Florida. Number 8 is yours, Washington. Luckily, Tennessee didn't make the top 15, but still happens. There are some surprising statistics, such as 30% of countries reporting that there are more women traffickers than men traffickers. And in some counties, women traffickers are the vast majority. Every single one of the 50 United States had human trafficking cases last year. What's your number 2?
Every day. Every 2 minutes,
someone buys a child for sex.
It isn't a good time.
It can lead to a life of shame,
pain,
and darkness.
And it happens here.
It happens here.
It is human trafficking, and Tennessee won't stand for it.
Because it hurts.
And real men don't do it.
With some of the toughest laws in the nation,
and police and nonprofits on the front lines,
the only thing missing is you.
It isn't someone else's problem.
It's Tennessee's.
And we can put an end to it together.
You
can do something about it. Find out how at ithastostop.com.
Wow.
Yeah. In Arizona last month, police arrested 37 people accused of child sex crimes and large-scale human trafficking as part of a multi-agency undercover mission called Operation Broken Hearts. Authorities in Texas have arrested at least 30 people intending to buy sex and rescued a child over 3 days as part of an undercover human trafficking investigation called Operation Cupid in Fort Bend County. Over 3 days, Operation Cupid aimed to combat human trafficking in Fort Bend County, Indiana, by identifying and arresting those intended to buy sex, Assistant District Attorney Craig Priestmeier told reporters this week, according to Fort Bend Herald. 8 indicted in Williamson County, Illinois, attempting to meet minors for sex. 8 men have been federally indicted for attempting to have sex with a minor on Tuesday, August 6th, according to U.S. Attorney Steve Weinhoft. This was part of Operation Independence Day, a nationwide initiative to combat child sex trafficking. Those who exploit children gain access to kids through various means, including social media apps. Cases like these remind us that serious dangers are no further away than a child's cell phone, Weinhoft said. The beginning of the new school year is a great opportunity for parents to take a closer look at their children's internet activities and start a conversation about how to stay safe online. A news release from the FBI said the operation found 103 juveniles who were identified or recovered and 67 suspected traffickers were arrested. The sweep resulted in 60 new federal investigations. 161 law enforcement operations were executed during the month of July. 103 child victims were recovered or identified and 67 sex traffickers were arrested nationwide. In Williamson County, Illinois, it cited one such arrest, 22-year-old, I won't say his name, who was arrested for sexually assaulting and engaging sexually with a child. Let's play clip number 3.
Spoken with multiple whistleblowers from numerous schemes involving the Biden family, reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, and received documents of previously unknown transactions. What we found are business plans aimed at targets around the world based on influence peddling, including with people closely tied to foreign governments like China and Russia. Many transactions related to these businesses have raised red flags at U.S. banks. A suspicious activity report, or SAR, is a document a bank must file with the Treasury Department when a transaction is suspected to be related to money laundering or fraud or other types of criminal activity. According to media reports, the Biden family accumulated over 150 SARs. One SAR generated by an American bank to the Treasury Department connects Hunter Biden and his business associates to international human trafficking, among other illegal activities. The money that was being made from foreign principals in the same room as Joe Biden was increasingly spent on furthering illegal activity. The SARs show that Hunter Biden was conducting business with suspected human traffickers.
Well, it's at the top, isn't it?
But we're asked to consider the laptop no big deal. Williamson County, Tennessee, WKRN reports Middle Tennessee has become a hotbed for child sex trafficking, according to local advocacy groups and state investigators. Agents said sex trafficking is increasing in small town USA, calling it a crime of supply and demand. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation started a new sex trafficking unit last year after state lawmakers approved funding for 4 agents dedicated to fighting this crime. So far, the unit has made about 100 arrests. 94 to 110 minors are trafficked in Tennessee every month. 1 in 4 slavery victims are children. Around 70% are women and young girls. November 3rd, 2022, Tennessee ranks first in child and youth sex trafficking response. Some highlights from Tennessee's report card include increased accountability and harsher punishments for buyers and traffickers, screening processes for victims identified through child welfare and the juvenile justice system, mandatory human trafficking training for child welfare, juvenile justice agencies, prosecutors, and school personnel. To maximize Tennessee's response to human trafficking, the Tennessee Counter-Trafficking Alliance, TCTA, was launched in 2017, comprised of End Slavery Tennessee, serving Middle Tennessee, CCAHT, Grow Free Tennessee, serving East Tennessee, and Restore Corp, serving West Tennessee. These organizations were designated by the governor's public safety sub-cabinet as the regional points of contact for human trafficking victim referrals. In partnership, the state of Tennessee and TCTA ensure a coordinated statewide referral process, provide on-the-ground comprehensive specialized support for victims and their families, and partner with stakeholders to create strategic systems changes across local and state governments. suspect something may be a victim of human trafficking, call the Tennessee Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-855-55-TN, Tennessee, H-T-H. Let's end with clip number four, please.
Waiting. While I'm waiting for the clip, Steve, you know, one of the biggest answers is this. Families need to really focus on being the family they can possibly be, the best person, your best parents you can possibly be, and love your kids. And godly people, please get into the foster parenting and adopt those children. They need love like never before. I mean, that's why so many of these kids run, Bisbee. They just don't feel like they have any love.
Yeah, just start with hugging your child every day and tell them you love them. That's the easiest thing you can do. Sometimes the hardest thing to do, but if you do it, then you're doing your parenting duty and you're doing a great job. If number four won't play, we can move on.
Yeah, it is not coming up, Steve. I apologize. It's just, it's circling the wagon. And it's not coming through.
So. Technology. Stay tuned for our thought of the week. Welcome to my thought of the week. But before I share, I want to remind everybody to go to your favorite social or podcast app and subscribe. What do I got to do? Get on my knees and beg, or just keep providing you great content to get you to subscribe. And y'all know if you did, so please do. Merriam-Webster's dictionary lists the definition of a runaway as one that runs away from danger, duty, or restraint. Ironically, when it comes to the human trafficking industry, the reality is about as far away from this definition as one can imagine. In fact, according to the founder of Saved in America, if you're a runaway girl, you're in extreme danger right away, instantly. Joseph Travers explains the importance of this mobile command center and how it has helped Save in America accomplish even more. We are doing multiple recoveries at the same time, so we need one central point of communications and a central point to put all our electronic gear so we can accomplish what we need to accomplish. An amazing 60% of these kids were rescued before they were approached by traffickers or sold into the industry. This is amazing because according to San Diego County Supervisor Crispin Gasper, within 48 hours of being on the streets, one third of these children are lured or recruited into the underground world of prostitution and pornography. Hashtag child saved, not sold. Hank Aaron died on Friday at the age of 86, 2 years ago today. According to People magazine, Aaron was recently seen in public getting the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine and encouraged Black Americans to do the same. On September 8th, nine of the leading vaccine makers, including Pfizer and Moderna, signed a pledge vowing to follow high ethical standards and not push a vaccine into production before it is proven to work. I don't have any qualms about it at all. You know, I feel quite proud of myself for doing something like this, he told the Associated Press at the time. It's just a small thing that can help zillions of people in this country. I was proud to get the COVID-19 vaccine earlier today at Morehouse School of Medicine, he added on social media. I hope you do the same. He was the first high-profile African-American to die after the vaccine rollout. Hope it wasn't the cause. That's it for this episode. Really hope you liked it. Thank you, Joshua Travers, for doing the dirty work like a superhero. You are Batman. Until next time, this is your host, Steve Abramowitz, editor-in-chief of the Mill Creek View newspaper. Peace in our time.
County Fair. They were looking for America behind every turn, flying the very colors that so many love to burn. I'll cruise the countryside with my dad and my brother, row after row.
Any views or opinions represented on the podcast are personal and belong solely to the creator and do not represent those of people, institutions, or organizations that the creator may or may not be associated with in a professional or personal capacity unless explicitly stated.